Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening and stay connected.
The Eucharist is primarily a political act. I said it. The Eucharist is political. In this country, we're in the midst of a political barrage that is filled with not too kind words that show up on Facebook, Twitter, in the mail, on television, and radio. The airwaves are saturated with short-sighted jabs, violent speech, and bickering, coupled with grotesquely bloated campaign finance structures propping it all up. The question is, how are we as Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, political in the midst of a broken politics? And what would it look like if we say that our life together, the center of our life together, Holy Communion, is the answer? Perhaps I can paint a cinematic picture for you that could be helpful in getting at this. There's a 1989 film about the Salvadorian Archbishop Oscar Romero. Maybe you know his story. He's made it into the Episcopal Church's sanctoral, our holy women, holy men. After more than 20 years as a parish priest in Anamoros and San Miguel, he was made an assistant bishop, a diocesan bishop, and ultimately in 1977, he was given the archbishopric in El Salvador. Now keep in mind that in Roman Catholic polity, a bishop is placed by the Vatican, whereas our polity here in the Episcopal Church elects a bishop by way of the local clergy and the local laity, which I would like to just sort of point out in passing is the more ancient and Catholic practice, this kind of organicity. From the bottom up, a bishop is called, something we've just experienced movingly in the Diocese of Atlanta with Bishop Robert Wright, 10th Bishop of Atlanta. I point this out, the difference in polity, not least because it is just interesting to call out a more ancient and Catholic practice within our church, but also it matters in the midst of the story of Romero, because his appointment pleased a corrupt and oppressive government and displeased the liberationist priests on the ground, because the new archbishop was perceived to be a maintainer of the status quo. He was assumed, and perhaps accurately, to be a rather cloistered intellectual who would not stir up any dust. However, only days after his appointment, a close friend and Jesuit priest called Rutilio Grande was assassinated in connection to his creation of self-reliance groups among the campesinos, the working poor, the migrant workers. Upon learning of the murder of his dear friend, Romero was deeply saddened, and his perspective was decisively shifted. He stated, "When I looked at Rutilio lying there dead, I thought, if they killed him for doing what he did, then I too have to walk the same path." I wonder, can we discern within his words what we just heard from our Lord in the gospel? "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized." The archbishop prodded the government to investigate, but it fell on deaf ears, and the censored press remained silent. It was through this tragedy that Romero was invited to see his people from a different angle, his perspective shifted. And the complicit alliance between the state, the military, and the church hierarchy of El Salvador that had so favored the wealthy and powerful while degrading the massive population of the poor was shattered. With other mindless killings shortly on the heels of this disaster, he responded with a powerful realization that the Eucharist makes the church, and that the church assembled around the Eucharist is a political reality that has a particular outpouring shape that's filled with light and hope in the midst of a dark landscape. It brings color to a black and white screen. Two of the most remarkable scenes in the film capture this brilliantly. After news of the assassination just mentioned, Romero called off. Keep in mind, he's just been appointed archbishop. He calls off all the parish masses across the country. All the churches were to be closed on Sunday except for the cathedral. And with the dead bodies of the men and children present, Romero addressed all the faithful from one pulpit and one altar, calling them into the mystery of the Eucharistic sacrifice that brings life and brings beauty to the world. The only thing that could bring color in the midst of such a black and white scene. Similarly, another scene depicts the military literally occupying a parish nave as a barracks. Imagine this place set up as a barracks. When Romero enters the parish to retrieve the reserved sacrament from the hombre of the parish, there's a major in the army who unleashes bullets destroying stained glass, a statue of the Virgin Mary, and the hombre. In shock and horror, Romero stoically walks out of the nave. The people on the streets have heard the gunshots and witnessed the archbishop's entrance and exit to and from the nave. He says nothing. He simply stands at his car that's just outside the front door and gazes at his people. And they look at him. Perhaps we can hear the whisper in the background, "The cup that I drink, you will drink." Without saying a word, he marches back into the nave, straight past the major, and drops to his knees to gather up the reserved sacrament that's been blown to pieces on the ground. "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." With sacrament in hand, Romero calls the people together out on the street, and in the midst of a broken politics, the broken body of Christ integrates a disintegrating scene. The Eucharist is primarily a political act. I recognize we are not located in El Salvador. But were they not, and are we not on our way with James and John to Jerusalem, where God is fully revealed as one who gives recklessly for the life of others? It's a Eucharistically informed politics that looks like divestment of power for the sake of the powerless, not the anxiety of superpower status. It looks like laying our life down in service, not laying down the lives of others. Friends, to say that we are being led into all truth as the church, led by the Spirit, is to say that we have the costly task of looking at things as they are and imagining what they might be in the light of Christ. This is markedly distinctive from being informed and shaped by the latest media scoop that is little concerned with deeper truths. And in the midst of all the distraction, we choose our sides, entrench ourselves in the position of our platform, and blind ourselves to the humanity of those who disagree with us. but the Eucharist is the sacrament of charity. It's the landscape and practice through which we enlarge our capacity to love, through which we enlarge our capacity to imagine. This is a better politics. This is to say that what we do just here is not some kind of safe ritual or simply a private matter. The Eucharist that has claimed us does not just claim our private and individual souls for a distant heavenly future. It claims our bodies. It claims our lives. It claims our community, our art, our liturgy. It claims our vocations. The Eucharist, after all, is primarily a political act. I said it. The Eucharist is political. In this country, we are in the midst of a political barrage that's filled with not too kind words that show up all over the place. The airwaves are saturated with short-sighted jabs, violent speech, and bickering, coupled with grotesquely bloated campaign finance structures propping it all up. The question is, how are we as Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, political in the midst of a broken politics? And what would it look like if we say that the center of our life together, Holy Communion, is the answer? Our task is to look at things as they are and imagine what they are supposed to be in the light of a crucified and risen Lord. This path does not guarantee what the world defines as success. But it will look like the kingdom of God breaking into our world. And when this happens, friends, color will be splashed all over the landscape. And the joy of Christ will be our song. Amen.